Last Sunday we were in Genesis chapter 22, and taking a little break from that today, but just as a little recap, does anybody remember what the four words that we identified in Genesis 22 last week? Worship was the first one. Yep, it was about worship. What else was it about? Sacrifice. Two more. Obedience. Thank you, Chad. And blessing. Thank you, Hudson. And I think Deb had the first two. So good job there. So worship, sacrifice, obedience, and blessing. We looked at the story of Abraham's obedience in his worship. And it was interesting. He said, as they were going up the mountain, as Isaac, the son of promise, carried the wood on his back, and they're going up the mountain, and Isaac says, Dad, where's the sacrifice? Where's the sacrifice? And Abraham says, God himself will provide the lamb. God himself will provide the lamb. Of course, we know what happens next. Abraham ties Isaac up, puts him on the altar, goes to slay him. The angel speaks to him, or the Lord speaks to him, and he stops. And there in the thicket, the Lord provided a ram, not a lamb. He provided a ram, which was what they needed in that moment. It wouldn't be until 2,000 years later that God would provide the lamb. And so we celebrate that this morning. So before I begin this little mini four-part series for the month of December, I would like to pray and ask the Lord's blessing on his word. So Father, I pray that you would speak through me this morning to people who have ears that are open, hearts that are prepared as good soil, and I pray that the seeds of your word would be planted deep in our hearts, whether we've heard it for 50 years or maybe this might be the first time. I pray that your word would accomplish what you've called it to do, for it is living and active, and it is useful for teaching us how we are to live, for it reveals the truth about Jesus and about the amazing salvation that he offers to us. So Lord, I ask your blessing on these moments as we open your word. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So this series that I'd like to do for the month of December, I'm calling it Gospel Gifts. For God so loved the world that he gave. Gospel Gifts. And the very first one, the very first gift, he's given us many, many gifts, but the very first gift that I'd like to call our attention to is a real churchy word. It's the gift of salvation. You can get 62 points if you play this word in Scrabble. But it's worth a lot more than that. What is salvation? What is it? When God saves you. That's a good way of putting it. Yeah. That's one way of putting it. Any other definitions that you have that come to mind of what the word salvation means? Being bought back, redeemed, right? Yeah, redeemed. Rescued. That's a good word as well. I decided to go ahead and put there to be saved when God saves you. And a verse there out of Titus chapter 2 captures it well. I can find it here. I know you've got it there on the screen. I'd like to read it in my Bible. Titus 2:11, for the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. God's rescue, to be saved from something. This has been offered to all people as the grace of God that has appeared. And of course, we know that grace of God appeared in Jesus Christ. It is a gift that God has given to us. Being a season of gifts, I thought it might be appropriate I need a volunteer this morning, someone who is young, under 12. We'll put it that way. Is there any? Do we have anybody here that could help with that? Do we have anybody here named Ralphie that could help me with this? No. How about a Robert? Is there a Robert here that could help me? Is this Robert right here? That'd be great. Come on up and help me, Robert. You can sit right here on this one. I'll sit on Tyler's. How about that? Here, sit right here on this stool. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. So this is a big month, right?
Yeah.
What happens later this month that we're really excited about?
Christmas.
Christmas. And what usually happens on Christmas Day? How does the day start generally for you? You sleep in? Sleep in on Christmas Day? Or do you get up and do something? What do you do? You stay in your bedroom? Well, usually what we like to do, and what you remember at our house, we got up and what did we do? We got up and we opened some presents. Now, wouldn't it be really cool if there were presents under the tree here today? That would be cool. Now, this little tree here, I don't see any presents. Do you see any presents under that big tree over there? Wait a second. You might want to look again. You look right back. Will you go get those? Okay, they're back there. I think they're back there under the back. Let's go. Here, walk right around the piano. I think there looks like there's a couple under there. Let's see here. Yep, but you probably have to get, yep, dig down in there. Don't knock the tree over, though. Oh, yeah, there's one. Yeah, I think there might be another one, too. Yeah, bring them both up here if you can. Oh, yeah, that one's kind of heavy, so be careful. Can you carry those? All right. Oh, careful. Oh, you're all right. Here, they're good, that one. I don't think they're very breakable. Here, bring those up here. Good. Let's set them right here for a second. All right, have a seat here. Now, I'll tell you what. Will you help me open these? But you pick one. Which one would you like to open? Here. You want this one? Why? You don't want the big one? Why don't you shake this and see what you think? What's it sound like? All right. Well, I'll tell you what. You open that one. I'll open this one. What is it? Legos? No way. I got something from Amazon. Whoa, look at that. Wow. Whoa. Here, we just throw this on the floor. It's fine. We don't need to be nice about it. Wait, what do you got? I got some draft Dodgers in here. You got Legos. You want my draft Dodger? No? Okay, all right. Oh, wait. Looks like I got something else in here, too. Oh, yeah, I got a cross. Okay. Oh, oohs and ahs. Right. So what do we got here? What kind of Legos do we have? Lego City, yeah. And tell me, what's going on here in the picture? What's going on?
They're saving a person in the water.
They're saving a person in the water from what?
Octopus.
The octopus. He looks like he's really mean. How are they going to save the person in the water? Oh, yeah, they're going to put the raft in there. Yeah, the little boat there. And they drive. Now, you know what? I think there's pictures on the back. Tell a little bit more of the story. What else is going to happen in this story? Yeah, he jumped on the buoy, and then what happens?
Then he called someone.
He called for help,
yeah.
And someone's coming to rescue him. Interesting. It's almost like you could say that the guys on the boat here, they are going to provide salvation to the guy that's stuck out on the buoy, right?
Yeah.
Because what happens if nobody comes to rescue the guy out there? What's going to happen?
He'll be dead.
He'll be dead. Yeah, he'll be dead. He'll probably sink, or the octopus will eat him, or something terrible will happen. Now, this says it's for ages 5 to 12. How old are you?
Eight.
Eight? No, you're older. Oh, yeah. Oh, you got a birthday coming up.
Yes.
Yeah, eight. And this says there's 347 pieces. Do you think you can handle that? You can handle more than that? Okay, well, that's good. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you, I'd like to give this to you as a gift. Would you like to have it?
Yes, please.
Okay, but there's one condition.
Yeah.
You can't open it until you get home.
Yeah,
okay? Yes. All right. You'd like to have that gift?
Yes, please.
I'd like you to have it. Okay, go ahead and go. Thanks for helping me today. Good job. I'll put my... Robert, are you sure you don't want the cross? You want that one? All right, okay. Well, I'll just set this right here. I think I'd rather have this one today anyway. So, in the story, the man gets saved. The men that come, they are the rescuers. They are providing salvation. And what would we call the rescuers? What's another name that we could call them as they come and provide salvation? They're heroes. They could also be called saviors. That's right. They could be called saviors. The scriptures declare this truth. 1 John 4:14. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. What does that mean? It means the world needed saving. That they were going down. If someone didn't come and rescue them, the world was going to be lost. And so the Father who created this world sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. We have seen and testify, John says, as he writes this letter to the church. Seen and testify that the Father has sent His Son. And that's what we're celebrating this month, the Advent, the arrival of this Son who came to rescue us from the monster of sin, to provide salvation. But the question is, saviors only come if we need to be saved from something. And so what is it that we need to be saved from? That's the good news of the gospel. These are gospel gifts. So what is the gospel? This churchy word that we often throw around, and we sometimes think of some sort of music style, but that has nothing to do with what the gospel is. The gospel, simply put, is God's good news. And why is it good news? Because we are in deep trouble. We are in deep trouble from the sin that we have chosen. The good news starts with this, that you're guilty of sin. The Bible says we've all fallen short. We've all fallen short of the glory of God, that we have all sinned. You know this. But the reality is there's people in this world that don't know it. That we've all sinned. And even one sin was enough that we would deserve eternal death. God is so holy and so just that even one sin would righteously put you, justly put you in a position where you would deserve eternal death, eternal separation from God forever, with no hope. The good news of the gospel is that Jesus came and died in your place. And that's why we celebrate this cross. I don't worship this. It's a symbol, it's a reminder of what God has done, this amazing grace that He has offered to me, because He died in my place, in your place, you don't deserve this. You don't deserve his grace. You deserve eternal death. Your sin was so horrible that God had to die in your place. And in that, he offers you freely. He offers you forgiveness and eternal life. He offers it to you as a free gift. One size fits all. This gift is for everyone, for all time. This gift is the only answer to our sin. There's no other solution. There's no other rescue that can save you from your sins other than this Savior that the Father has sent into the world. And so we put our faith in Christ, and he saves us. There's no other Savior. There's no other name under heaven by which you might be saved, Acts 4:12. 1 John 4:15 says, if anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. This is the crux of the gospel. This is the crux or a summarization of the good news. That the Father saw our condition. He sent a Savior to rescue us. And that if we believe, if we acknowledge this, and we receive him, we trust in him, that God somehow lives in us and we live in God. Jesus Christ is the rescue boat. The boat that Robert will put together later this afternoon to rescue that wayward sailor from the buoy. The lifeboat doesn't come up to the guy that's sinking and extend a hand and the guy that's sinking say, no thanks, I got this, I'm good. That's not what happens. The guy that's sinking gets into the boat. He's in the safety of the boat. Jesus is, he's the ark. He's the safety. So many times in the scriptures it says we are in Christ. We're in the lifeboat. Earlier this week, and I'm sure it's happened at your house as well, you get these pieces of mail addressed to you. This one happens to be to Megan L. Stiver, 2022 Skyhawk Drive. It says that she's pre-qualified to refinance. And so it's this offer that they sent straight to her mailbox where they want to give her a new rate to refinance our home. All she has to do to take advantage of this amazing offer is respond. But what we do is we look at this and we, it's just junk mail. We're not interested. I received one this week as well. This is from Capital One. I could also have a $150 cash bonus. It's the Saver One card that I could get. Yes, very, very interesting. There's just a few minor details, or fine print. The fine print is pretty, well, we read this later maybe. But I've been pre-qualified to receive this line of credit. It's amazing. All I have to do to receive the Saver One card is respond. They're not going to just sign me up automatically. I have to respond. Even though I'm pre-qualified, they know that I need this, and so they've sent it right to my doorstep. And so I have the choice to activate my new account, or I can just put it in the trash with the junk mail. Jesus Christ came and delivered a letter to your doorstep. You are desperately sinking,
and headed for eternity separated from God. Jesus came. He died in your place. He offers you this gift freely. All you have to do is respond. The Bible said, for God so loved the world. It says that he died for the whole world, but the whole world will not be in heaven. It's only those who acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God. And when that happens, God lives in you, and you are in God, and you are safe forever. That is salvation. That is rescue. That is the plan that God has provided for you, a free gift. All you have to do is unwrap it, receive it, claim it as your own. And it's a good gift. It's not just for ages 5 to 12. It's for everyone. No matter what you look like, no matter what your background is, no matter what you've done, no matter what you've done, it's available to all. And so this morning, we get to celebrate that amazing grace through this table that reminds us of what he has done and what it has cost him for that salvation, to provide that to us. Robert, I have a receipt here from that Lego set. That thing cost way more than it should for 347 pieces. I'm not. I was willing to pay this price in order to give Robert Allen Kimple that gift. What was the price that Jesus paid to offer you salvation? So Tyler and Haley are going to come. We'll have a few minutes of silence. But I want you to ponder on what it cost Christ to offer you, a wretch like you, to offer you amazing grace. Tyler's going to sing for us. It's a new song, and the words are fantastic. And then after that, I'll have the elders come. We'll distribute the elements. And as the scripture informs us or instructs us, we will remember and proclaim the Lord's death through these elements until he comes. So if you would, I'd like you to take some time and think about these verses, the gospel in a nutshell, and be amazed once again at how amazing his grace is to you.